Hello.
Hello?
You're early, man. What's going
I
on here?
am on time.
No, you're early. It's 8:28.
I'm very early for this production.
Wow.
Yes, this is the new it's
Improved.
a new year and it's time for a new attitude
You
towards
got a new
life.
attitude.
Yeah, I got a new attitude, as the old song says. I'm ready, I'm fresh faced, ready to face the world. I could change my underwear today.
Oh yeah, that's probably it. You changed your underwear and it's been like a week and you just feel
It's not
fresh.
comfortable. It's a strange sensation
It
around
doesn't
my
help to flip them over every day. Like wear them inside out and then flip them the next day.
That's what you think. That's
Yeah.
what you think. But you flip them inside out. Well, first you wear them once, then you rotate them and wear them backwards. And then you flip them, and then you
Yeah.
rotate them. You flip and rotate many times, is what I'm trying
Yeah.
to say.
Is that what you do with all your like your regular clothes too? You
Flip
wear
and
your
rotate.
shirt inside out one day.
It's my pants.
Yeah, your pants inside out.
Sometimes backwards, that's very uncomfortable.
Ah.
Especially when I have to go to the bathroom.
But you use the little fly thing in your jeans? For pooping too on every other day.
It makes pooping easier, but peeing harder.
You go. You're set. So what why are you early? That's strange.
I woke up earlier today for some reason.
You woke up at 10:30 or 9:30?
I woke up at I don't know what time I woke up. Eight. Eight.
Ah.
The eight.
You're a late sleeper, man.
Sleep
Especially with
until
kids.
the weekend.
Yeah? Is it a Sunday thing or is that the way it is for Saturday too?
I don't remember what time I woke up yesterday.
I'm always up early. You don't even remember yesterday? It's all a blur.
Man, I was so hammered when I woke up.
Oh, you drank a lot last night.
I didn't drink anything last night.
Oh,
No, I
that's
just don't
different.
remember. I don't remember the specific. You remember the specific time? Well, I guess if you wake up at the same time every day, you remember the specific time.
I remember when I woke up yesterday. It was like 15 till 6.
That's too early.
I don't sleep well, man. Matter of fact, they're gonna put me on a sleep study.
Oh, make sure you videotape
Yeah.
You can put it up on the Patreon.
I'm gonna pay the Patreon. If you spend $1,000, you can see me sleep
Watch Mike
with this
sleep.
contraption on.
Sensors all over his body, or whatever they do.
Yeah. I've been getting migraines and they can't find it. Like they can't figure it out.
That's not good.
I think it's the new job. That's what Barb thinks.
It could be stress related.
Yeah. It could be. And I have like four monitors now, so it's like there's screens everywhere.
Oh, it could be the UV.
Giving
I
me
used
a
to have four
migraine.
screens, but I went down. Well, I had three screens, then I went down to two. I haven't gone back. But I always have to have a main screen. Like I have a main screen and then a side screen. I can't do the like
I have two different systems, so
half and
it's really
half.
two and two, but they're both up at the same time. So I'm illuminated.
Have many systems, but I use a remote desktop to all of them.
Yeah, well, I do too, but I don't count those. So I got a
It's
sleep
an
study
exciting
coming.
life we live.
Yeah.
Sleep study. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had one of those. I think I would do poorly.
I think that's for people though. I mean, they suspect that I'm like not breathing, like sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
But I know I breathe 'cause I'm awake. So I'm like, this is like the diabetes test. They always put me on, oh, you probably have diabetes because you're fat. And then I the blood work comes back, wow, you don't have diabetes, and they're shocked.
We need to run the test again. I always figure the only sleep problem I have is it takes me a long time to fall asleep. But if I
That's
was doing a
because of
sleep
the
study.
goddamn heartbeat, man. I swear to God. If you just turn that
that
shit off, maybe you'd go to bed early.
keep getting scared that someone's gonna
This
go
fucking
kill me.
telltale heart bullshit that you play before bed is ridiculous.
I don't play the heartbeat. I play the soothing white noise.
Poltergeist music.
Poltergeist, soothing poltergeist theme.
I mean, I was terrified when I heard that shit. And then you were like, you had the TV on static, and then you're like right against the screen. It was like the little girl in Poltergeist. It freaked my shit.
How I relax. I
Relax.
say, come and get me. Come get me. Take me away. Take me. They never do. Poltergeist is a lie. I need to watch that movie again.
We gotta watch the new one because it was one of those things I think we DVR'd and our DVR crapped out. We never got to finish it. I think Barb finished it, but I didn't.
Is that a TV show?
Poltergeist, the remake.
Totally forgot about the remake.
Yeah, there's a remake.
I'll have to look it up.
It was pretty good. It wasn't, I think the original's better, but that usually is the case.
Poltergeist. Oh, there we go. 2015. I never saw that movie. Why didn't I see that? Gosh, darn it. Poltergeist movie documentary. 1 star.
What?
Very
One
good stars.
star.
Learn about Poltergeist 1, 2, and 3 in this engrossing documentary. 13 minutes long.
And it's that bad?
Someone gave it 1 star.
But it's
Narration
only
is terrible.
13 minutes?
Yeah,
That's like a
13 minutes.
fucking short ass documentary, man. That sounds like a YouTube vid thing.
We could do a longer documentary than that.
Well, shit, we do that every week.
This person's not even
Without
trying.
even trying.
You can get Poltergeist 2 and 3 DVD, double feature DVD for $5. Don't know if I ever saw 3. Fascinating. I don't even remember them doing a remake.
Well,
Definitely need to check that one out.
you don't pay attention to movies that much.
Nah, not too much. I do pay attention.
I
I know
do.
there's some movies that I know that there's a couple movies that came out this week.
That's every week.
There's an Isabella
If I if I
Hooper movie that came out.
which one?
I don't remember what it's called. Then there's a Death Wish remake that came out.
Oh yeah, I saw that this weekend. I love going to the movies. You know why?
Because you like
No, it's different
the
than watching
comfortable
something at home.
chairs.
It's that you
It
give it a
forces you to watch the movie. That's why
Yes,
you like it.
you're 100% engrossed in that medium instead of like when you watch it at home and other things are going on, right? And there's
Exactly.
other distractions.
And you can pause it.
Yeah. And this one you're like you have to watch it. Like you're engrossed. I like it. I like the movie experience. If I so wish I was retired and then I could just buy that movie pass and I would watch every
Just go every
fucking
day.
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go every freaking day. It's so far away. God damn it.
Oh, retirement.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I'll be pissed off because,
I ignore it.
well, I probably won't be healthy. I'll be like,
I know
fuck
that's the
that.
part that sucks. By the time
I'm
you get
like,
there,
God
you can't do
damn
anything.
it.
By the time you get there, you're like, I don't feel like going out today. I'm gonna
Yeah.
sit here and
You can't even
watch my
you can't
programs.
even remember why you moved downstairs. You're like, what did I come down here for? Why did I go upstairs for? What was I doing again?
You're like, we should go to the movies. That's too
Yeah.
far. And you'd be like, I should read some comics. I can't find my reading glasses. That's too much
I can't
trouble.
lift this box anymore. I
I
can't
can't get that.
fucking
That's
I
right.
can't even slide this fucking thing open to get the comic.
That box will never come off that top shelf.
Yeah,
Yep.
I can't read digitally 'cause it fucking gives me a headache. It's fucking
I can't figure out how to swipe these images.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
That's bullshit, man.
Just gonna watch The Price is Right. Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune. That's when
So
we're.
much to look forward to. That's why we need to retire now and then
I think so.
become homeless.
Find some way to survive. Not in the Trump world. Not when he's letting his buddies know about what he's gonna do and then they sell their stocks and cause the whole market to crash.
I know.
I
And I think
smell.
he's surprised by it. He's like, he doesn't understand that he's the president, so if he says something, there's
Yeah.
going to be an effect because of it. He's not
But
just a normal
he's
person.
his own boss. He's fucking never taken like insider trading. Do you know what I mean? Like we always get trained on insider trading and stuff as a company because you get stock, you get 401k, you get
Right.
stuff. You can't say certain things as in a company. He doesn't give a fuck. He probably has people give the training to his employees, but they don't. You know what I mean? He doesn't take his own training or he would know about it. Instead, he calls his buddy, "Hey, you know what I'm gonna do about the importing of steel and shit? I'm just gonna." And then he's like, I'm gonna dump these stocks. And then he's a billionaire. I don't know. It's all crooked. I say lock him up.
Should be. That's still illegal, isn't
Yeah. I even think the Republicans think he's an idiot, but they're using him to meet their Do the ends justify the means, or you know what I'm saying?
think that's some of them. I think a
Yeah.
lot of Republicans just hate him
He's just ridiculous,
and want to, would rather have someone else represent their party.
man. But we don't want to talk politics. We want to talk comic
No, we want
books.
to talk good, exciting things. We
About
want to
the
talk about.
NRA and Death Wish.
Oh.
That's all I could think about. It was a good
NRA.
movie. Well, I don't remember the original Death Wish. I remember two and three, the ones that when those two brothers took over.
I was going to say, which ones were the canon movies?
I think
They
in the
do all of
canon
them?
movies they got really vile, like in the rape scenes. I don't know. I don't remember one. I don't remember the first one. And I don't remember if the guy that was the vigilante, Charles Bronson, was a doctor originally. This guy's a surgeon, like in the emergency room.
No, I think in the original, it was something else. I believe they changed that.
I think they changed it all. This was a typical vigilante movie, like, and I was kind of glad that they didn't get. Is that they implied that they were going to do something, but they didn't, you know? I thought it was going to get really violent, and it kept, I don't know, it was a little more tame. But I liked it. It was a really good movie. It was Eli Roth. So he comes from the Tarantino world. You know, the Hostel and the
Yeah, I was gonna say, doesn't he do like the horror porn stuff.
Yeah. Why do you say that? It's not like horror porn.
Horror porn.
Shit, that shit's based on a realistic shit.
Yeah, but doesn't he
It's based
like
on a realistic case that was found in Japan, I think, where they were torturing people. Not to the extreme that they show in Hostel, but
torture porn.
I hate when they say that because it doesn't, like, Hostel and Saw are not group. Saw is more of a vigilante. He's like a punisher.
I wouldn't
He's like,
consider Saw torture porn, 'cause yeah, that's
well, he's he
it's like a
he's
game.
they've no, well, they've sinned. Everyone that he puts under the gun, they've committed some sin, and he's the game is part of redemption or dying. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
And in Saw, the appeal or part of the appeal isn't the gruesome, isn't the gore part of it. It's the machines that he kind of sets up to kill people that are what's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to see like how he's torturing these people. The inventive ways he's chosen to.
And Hostel's more like rich people paying to torture people. It's more like of a purge type thing, right?
But isn't that more like, isn't Hostel more like you're just watching someone be tortured for 2 hours
Don't think so. It's
in
more of a
excruciating detail?
it's more of a suspense up until that point. Like, it's not all full of that. It's more about the victims that are getting, like, the victim getting caught and then finding out they're in this thing.
I never watched Hostel. I should watch that someday.
You should. I watched both of them.
I like the Saw movies, though.
Well,
I saw.
if you like the Saw movies and you like horror, I think you'd like Hostel. It'll make you think twice about staying at a hostel. I'll tell you that.
Or maybe it will make me want to stay at a hostel.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Well, I think the rich are. There's another movie I saw that played upon that, the rich doing crazy shit. It was Game Night. That movie is fantastic.
What movie is that? I'm not familiar with this movie.
Game Night? It just came out last week.
That's why I'm not
It's
familiar with
with
it.
the creators from Horrible Bosses. They created a movie about a couple playing Game Night. It's with Jason Bateman and what's her name? I think she's hot. God, I can't
Rachel
think. Yeah,
McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. She's fantastic in this movie, man.
Maybe I
She's
should see this
great.
movie.
I think that's gonna be my Wind River of this year. Like, it seems like I always see my favorite movie of the year in March or February. And it has Friday Night Lights, Coach.
Has Coach in it?
Yeah. He's a big character in it.
Well, I'm gonna add
Oh,
it to my.
Landry's in it too from Friday Night Lights. You got two connections.
I like Landry too.
The Friday Night Lights actors are taking off, man. Saracen is in that new
Taking
show. Fucking
They've always done well.
Killmonger is Vince. I mean, the father of Vince is in Black Lightning. I mean, shit. The lady that's Coach's wife, she's in 911.
She is.
It's the
She's in a bunch of stuff.
Friday Night Light connection, baby.
Because everyone loves that show, so people in Hollywood, like casting people. If someone from Friday Night Lights comes in, you're like, you got the job.
Yeah, what's his name? Riggins is in Waco.
Is he?
Yeah. Another Friday Night Lights connection.
And then what's her name is in that one show. What the hell is that
Tara?
show? Yeah.
Which one is
Yeah.
she in?
On that space show.
The space show.
Yeah, the Seth MacFarlane one.
I don't watch that, so I didn't know she was in that.
Yeah, she's one of the main characters.
And I know the one with the chin. What's her name? She was in the Bull. One episode of Bull.
Oh, she. Yeah, is that the brunette girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen her in something recently.
She must have had work done on her chin, though. It wasn't as big.
She probably had chin reduction surgery.
Chin reduction surgery. It's either that or age, like reduce the size. I don't know.
Yeah, her face could have filled out.
Yeah. It's a good show, that Friday Night Lights.
It is. Even though it's about sports, it's still good.
Oh, God.
That's how you know it's a good show.
Best show ever.
It overcomes its downfallings.
But Game Night, I think, is going to be my movie of the year. I liked it a lot.
I just added it to my library queue.
And Death Wish is worth watching if you like Punisher-type vengeance stories.
Starring a 60-year-old man.
I don't know if you'll like it if you like the original Death Wish. I mean, like, if that's what you're going to see.
So you're not gonna see. You're not gonna
well,
see.
Well, if you like the canon film.
It's not a canon film.
They didn't do the first one. I don't think ever got the rights to do anything original except for Electric Boogaloo. The breakdancing.
They had a couple. They had like, I think Hollywood Hooker was originally theirs.
Well, it was. Hollywood Hooker and all those movies, they were Bordello.
Yeah, Bordello, that was original.
But I'm talking about like big hits.
Bordello was a big hit.
No, it wasn't. It was a box office flop.
I remember it very well from my childhood.
You know what movie I always wanted to see? There was a movie called Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker. And I never saw
that. That's a comic
that.
Book.
No, but there was a movie about this. And it had a lot of nudity, and that's why I wanted to see it at the time, but I just couldn't get in there. Let's see.
Butcher Baker, Nightmare Maker. I don't remember this.
Butcher Baker, Nightmare. It probably sucks.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
1982. So, let's see, reviews, what did they get? 6.5 out of 10, that's not bad.
That's good. Here it is, Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker. I'll put it on hold to the library.
It's not Candlestick Maker. An orphan teenager finds himself being dominated by his aunt. There's the sexual stuff.
Oh my.
Who's hell-bent on keeping him with her at all costs. A haunting rhyme for bedtime. Butcher, baker, nightmare maker. Yeah, I wanted to see that filth back when I was in middle school or whatever it was.
AKA Night Warning. That is a really high score for
something called Butcher, Baker, Nightmare
something
Maker.
Something like this, yeah.
Oh, Harley's full of grass. I have to go outside. There you go. So,
I don't
yes,
remember
I,
this movie.
I,
this
think
one...
you, I think you would like Game Night. I think
yes,
you would.
Definitely watch.
I think you would enjoy Death Wish.
Death Wish.
But I think Game Night is one of those movies that has things that make you think and have. It's a
oh,
dark.
I think I saw a trailer
it's a dark,
for this.
It's a dark ass comedy, is what it is. It's
isn't
like
it, a. Isn't it just kind of like a wild night on the town for some married people?
No.
Yeah.
It's about a couple that does Game Night, and then the brother comes back, and he gives them. What you think is a real game, it's you can't really give it away. Have you ever seen April Fool's Day?
Long time ago.
Do you remember it? Where all
No.
those friends go to the island? And do you remember that it's really not, even though it's like a hardcore horror movie, it's really a fake out?
Yes.
Well, this isn't that, but it has the same tones. Like it doesn't even have the same theme, but it's similar in tone, except it flips it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. I'll definitely watch that.
And Landry plays a creepy ass dude, man. He's the neighbor. There was one scene that was really funny in the movie, like we busted a gut. And that was me getting stuck in my chair like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I kept on hitting the button. Zzz, zzz,
Wait, it was one of those recliners?
yeah. I couldn't get comfortable. And and me and Barb looked over at each other when I was doing it, and we thought the exact same damn thing. And it was during a serious part of the movie, and we just broke out laughing.
You're like, zzz, zzz, zzz. Don't know if I like those chairs.
I like them, but it doesn't hit the right angle with me.
You should adjust it.
I don't think you can adjust it.
The angle?
You can go up and down.
Wait, what? What kind of
What?
chair are you talking about?
It's a reclining chair.
Reclines, doesn't it recline?
Yeah, it reclines. It just doesn't hit that right recline for me.
Doesn't hit the sweet spot? Maybe you need to try a different level. Maybe your row was wrong.
I don't think the row matters how the chair moves.
But your angle towards the
Well, I
TV,
know like
I mean the
towards
screen.
for some reason the first two rows and the bottom rows have these like even higher end chairs, and I haven't tried them yet. They're
Probably
supposed to
'cause they
have
need
like
to recline farther.
vibration and all kinds of other bullshit in them.
Vibration.
Yeah. It's
That'd be
like the zzz.
distracting.
Depends on how you look at it, Bill.
It's still distracting. Trying to watch a movie, chair.
Before you sit down in that vibrating chair, I'd put like one of those strap-on dildos on this chair and just let you sit on it. And you'd be like, huh? This is like Nerdy Legion.
Needed
This is like C2E2.
to
Hanging out
laugh
with the Nerdy
tracks.
Legion guys. This is like the
I don't know
greatest.
what you're trying to imply about the fine gentleman at the Nerdy Legion podcast. They are a bit handsy.
Be handsy? Is that a
They're
word? Never heard
handsy.
that word before.
Behandsy. But I think I prefer just a regular old chair, less distracting. I find the recliners too distracting.
Distracting for who?
For
You?
me.
When other
Yeah,
people are using them?
because I'm trying to adjust it, trying to get the right position. There's too many ways I can position my body. If I'm in a regular chair, there's only one position I can put my body in.
You like to get into those yoga poses in your chair.
Do I cross my legs? Do I put my
Do
legs behind my head?
you sit on your head?
Sit on my head and work from orc style? It's hard.
Nanu.
How far do I want to recline? Do I want to be laying back all the way, part way? Do I want to
Shark
sit up
butt.
straight? Should I put my feet out? Do I take my shoes off? Should I put my pants back on? There's so many questions. So many questions.
So it's just a regular chair, you don't have those questions.
That's right, just sit
You
down.
don't ask, should my pants come off?
You take off your pants and you sit down. It's simple. No questions.
Right, so any movies you watch?
I did watch the movie that is taking the box office by storm. The movie with the Black Panther in it.
Oh, yeah. Vince!
The Vince movie.
Yeah.
Vince was fantastic.
Vince was Killmonger.
He was. And I took my son and I went to see it. And he enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it was a good film.
It was. They did a really good job. And I'm happy that
I recently read the Don McGregor story from Jungle Action, which is the first appearance of Killmonger.
Ah.
And they have that waterfall scene in there. So props out to them.
Yeah, I heard that was appeared somewhere.
Yeah. I don't own that issue, but it is on Marvel Unlimited. They have this first appearance and second appearance.
Oh, it was on Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah.
They have a lot
of Black Panther, but they only have two issues of Jungle Action.
Okay.
That are Black Panther.
Yeah, and
I don't own much Jungle Action. I made the mistake. I claimed victory early. I was like, many, many years ago, I fell in love with Black Panther, and I said, I'm going to buy every single Black Panther there is. Yeah. This was during the Christopher Priest Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought his first appearance. I bought all of the Jack Kirby stuff. I bought his limited series. I bought all the Black Panther stuff I could get my hands on, but I did not buy Jungle Action. So I don't own, unfortunately. And that book is, like, expensive now. It's above $100. The Killmonger.
Yeah, because of the movie.
Yeah.
So did
they're
you?
They're not cheap books though. We're talking about like that whole Black Panther run in the $30 range, like mm-hmm. with the exclusion of the first Killmonger, which is in the $100 range.
So did you not buy the Jungle Action because it was expensive, or because you didn't consider it part of? Like, what was your justification back then for not having to buy it?
I forgot about it. I went down another rabbit hole, and I forgot about it. Like, I was aware of it. I just said, I'll come back to that.
Oh, so you figured you could always get that later.
Yeah, I'll get that. That won't be expensive. I'll just get that later. I got the expensive ones out of the way. I'm done.
Yeah. I got the first appearance. I'm good.
But I am missing, like, the two... I am missing two key appearances because I have the first Black Panther, which is the most expensive, but I'm missing the first appearance of Claw, which is the next Fantastic Four after his first appearance. And then I'm missing the first Killmonger. So in that order, those are the most expensive
books.
The
three most expensive. Yeah.
And there was a couple as a kid that I owned, like, I was well aware of Black Panther when I was young because I bought some off of the spinner rack. It's just that back then, I traded them away. So I had like two or three Jungle Actions, but I traded them away. We'd always trade comics just so we could get the maximum entertainment.
Right.
Yeah.
Foolish children. Now someone else has your Jungle Action.
Yeah. I didn't have that one. I just had the iconic one where he's on the cover and they're selling it on all the t-shirts now. There's an issue of Jungle Action that they it's like my favorite cover. It's very simplistic. It's just him on the cover in like a crotch pose. But it's fucking like my favorite Black Panther cover ever. And I think it has to do with like just knowing I had it as a kid and knowing how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the nostalgic appeal.
Yeah. But it's like you go to the movie theater and I see everybody with that t-shirt. And I'm like, wow, that's a great cover.
It must have come out of Target or something.
Walmart. She told me.
Oh, it's a Walmart.
Yeah, there was a woman there in line and we're getting our popcorn. because we like our popcorn with no butter. We just love to get it. And
Extra butter?
No butter. I found out, like, I used to get sick. Like, not sick, like, really ill. But I used to get a tummy ache every time.
Get the runs?
I get, not the runs. This is you. You got the runs. You're living through me. But I'd get, like, a tummy ache. And it was the butter. Because I'd tell them, can you put the butter in the middle? You can put your butter on the top. And then once I got away from the butter, I didn't get a tummy ache anymore.
I usually get a little bit of butter. So they usually just put it on the top.
That's when you grease your cock before you go into the theater, right?
Well, not before I go to the theater. At the theater. Sheesh. Get it right. And then like, on my to-go popcorn, I get no butter. My to-go popcorn.
Yeah.
Hey, when I saw Black Panther, when we were leaving with our to-go popcorn, I saw someone else leaving with to-go popcorn. And I was like, yeah, I nodded to him. Yeah.
Well, see, we do that to-go. Well, it's like they tear off the little thing, right? You get one refill.
Yeah, the refill.
Yeah. We just bring it with us to the next one.
You cheat the system, huh?
Yeah, and then it pays for itself. You get two.
Yeah, I just get it to go.
I saw one family that does it, like, awesome. Is they order the one, okay, and then their family has a bunch of the buckets, right? And they dump it all into those, like, each kid has a bucket. They fill the bucket, and then they say, fill it up again. Take the sticker. And then the dad gets the big bucket.
Oh, so they don't have to go back. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I saw them do that. I was like, that's
yeah, because the dad
smart.
Gets his popcorn and each of the
and
kids get their
has
own
their
little
popcorn. Yeah.
That's a good way. That's better than, because if you bought those all individually, that'd be like six times the price.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, because the big popcorn is only like a couple bucks more than the little popcorn.
Yeah.
That's smart. Usually I just go in and go through the garbage and find a bucket that has the refill sticker still on it.
Yeah.
I don't actually do that.
You just go looking around.
Yeah. I don't actually go in the garbage. I just look around.
Maybe they left it near a urinal or something.
I just look around the urinals. I look at each stall.
Let me check all the stalls and see if there's a popcorn bucket with the sticker still on there.
Well, here's one. There's a little bit of...
This one's right by the toilet, but it looks okay. I'll take it in.
There's just a little bit of goopy butter on the on the outside of it, but that's okay. Wipe that off.
Urine splash.
Wow, they got a lot of butter in this one. Look, it's still dripping. I went crazy with the butter. This is definitely give Mike a stomach ache.
That's what you do before you, like, buy your tickets. You scope. I need to scope the bathroom first. See if there's a bucket of popcorn I could reuse.
He's like, I go in. They say, would you like some popcorn, sir? And I say, oh, I just need to run to the bathroom first. Be right back.
I'll be right back. Look.
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot I was just at the theater and I'm getting a refill.
Fill it up.
Sir, this smells like urine. It's just butter.
That's the butter.
I like lots of butter in there.
So, you know, it's not really butter. It kind of has a little bit of a uriny odor. Everyone knows
this. Have you ever smelled the butter before? Have you ever put your nose near the butter? It smells like urine.
Of course it smells like urine. It's butter.
Have you ever sniffed your own urine?
Look, I've been getting popcorn here for years. It always smells like urine.
Your butter smells like urine. So there was a lot of shades of gray in the villain this time, huh? They do that a lot, that Marvel movies.
What do you mean?
Well, Killmonger, you could feel sympathetic towards.
Oh, sympathetic villains, yeah.
Yeah. And the whole racial thing is like, hey, you're willing to protect your isolated people, but you're not willing to protect your people outside of Wakanda.
Yeah, it had a lot of interesting socio-dynamic things in it.
Yeah.
That they addressed. And it looked fantastic, of course.
Yes, it did. It was a good movie.
And I liked all the characters. My son liked
they even had Manny,
the sister.
Except he didn't look like he did in the comics, but he was there in the mountains.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with Black Panther. I have a bunch of the trades, but I
well, it had three.
Reading
it had his major three villains. It had Claw, who we've seen in one
yeah,
of
he
the
was in
Captain America movies, right?
Yeah.
Or Iron Man. I can't remember which one.
He was in the was it the Ultron one?
Yeah, Age of Ultron. That's right. Because he was Ultron was looking for the vibranium. So we had Claw, and we had Killmonger, and we had Manape. So you got. Got a lot of his villains in there. And then you had his bodyguards, which are badass. Any other movies that you watched?
What did I thought I watched something. Let me check here.
I've been trying to keep track of the movies I watch through the year, just so I know. I used to do it more religiously. But I would give a 5 out of 5 to Game Night, which is my only 5 out of 5 so far.
Oh, I watched a documentary on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles called Turtle Power.
You do like those documentaries.
I do like documentaries.
Which one is this one on? Is it on Netflix?
No, it was on DVD. I got it from the library. And it did a good job of... I mean, the part I'm most interested in is the early stuff, because that's when I was into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that part was good. And then they spent a lot of time talking about like when it became super popular with the TV show and all, which I never really watched in the movies.
Yeah.
And the only thing I wish they had done, they kind of glossed over the newer stuff. I wish they had spent more time on the newer stuff. Because they kind of mentioned it, but they... And they showed, like, Eastman and Laird, like, signing.
Oh, the Nickelodeon
somewhere.
Contract? Is that where it ended?
That's where... Yeah, I can't remember exactly. Because they mentioned, like, the IDW stuff. And they talked about, like, the ownership going back to Eastman. But they kind of ended there. But they didn't really talk about the IDW stuff.
Well, actually, the ownership, though, I mean, they
actually,
sold...
It went to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, they
right.
sold out entirely.
Yeah.
I mean, Eastman still has
and
his...
He got hired back.
Yeah, he's still doing his comics, but... Laird is probably on a beach somewhere drinking a pina colada.
I just saw that Image is going to reprint their Turtles run because they published it for a while.
Can they do that?
I guess
thought whoever
apparently
owned the
they
license,
can.
Nickelodeon. Are you sure IDW is not reprinting the Image one?
That's possible.
Because usually when you get the license, what is she doing with my shoe? She just picked up my shoe. Busted! She's angry because I didn't take her for a walk this morning.
She's trying to bring you your
She's
shoes.
bringing me my shoes. What was that? But, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, usually it goes with them like G.I. Joe. Like IDW printed the Marvel issues. Do you know what I mean? Usually it goes with the license. Like,
Yeah, so it's probably
when
that.
Marvel acquired Conan again, reacquired, they could start printing all of the stuff that Dark Horse did. Just like they did with Star Wars. Star Wars came back to Marvel and they started reprinting the Dark Horse stuff. And
Yeah,
when
so it's...
Dark Horse had it, they were printing the Marvel
Right. So it
trades.
moves around.
Yeah.
I wonder if the old company gets some money off of that.
I don't think so. I think there's some controversy, though, with certain things. Like the Micronauts. Because the Micronauts, Marvel created characters for the Micronauts, like Bug and a bunch of others. So they like can't use them. So it causes like problem. And I don't know what IDW, I'd have to ask like the Star Joes guys or whatever, to just out of curiosity. But I think Transformers number 8 had Spider-Man in it with the black costume. So I don't know if like what they did with that, you know?
Yeah. Right. And if they reprint the issues, do they have to pay like the company that owns those new characters a royalty?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because you'd look at like the characters created in Star Wars alone are a ton that Marvel created, you know, just to keep the story going. They went like 80 issues. They created the Green Rabbit, Jax, a bunch of other characters that they used a lot. And who knows how that works. I think the way they sign it, though, is, hey, if you're writing our comics, we own everything you do. Unless there's some weird clause, do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, it'd be like if I got a job for DC and was coming up with characters, it would probably be in my contract that DC owns those characters.
Yeah, the owner is Hasbro or whoever owns the line. So,
yeah.
I don't know how they do those special characters. Like, Valiant, when they came back, they couldn't reprint stuff that had the Gold Key characters. So they like couldn't do Unity, or they didn't reprint Magnus or any of that stuff. But I don't know why whoever got the license, like Dynamite, couldn't reprint Magnus Robot Fighter. I would have jumped on that.
Well, yeah, that's interesting, because they own the rights to the characters, but they didn't. They'd have to buy the, or they'd have to get rights from Valiant or whoever
Valiant
owns.
Valiant was a unique situation because they created their universe, but they started the line with the Gold Key characters, which wasn't their, which they didn't own. So they had Magnus, Solar, Turok.
But did they have the license for those characters?
They had the license.
Yeah.
They don't now.
Right,
Dynamite has the license right now.
Yeah. Man, those characters get passed around like a cheap whore. I recently read what was it? Not Turok, Magnus. The new Magnus.
Yeah.
From who's publishing it now? I read number one.
There were two new Magnuses. There was a Fred Van Lente one, and then there was.
It wasn't a Fred Van Lente. It was someone
there was
else.
The new one.
Yeah, it was the new one. I liked it. It was a woman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she goes inside the robot world. That was good. I liked it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it didn't say it wasn't Magnus Robot Fighter. It was just titled Magnus. This
Yeah,
is
I like that.
the Kyle Higgins and Chuck Wendig volume. I think Dynamite's doing good with what they've done.
I like Turok too. I thought I enjoyed the Turok
They're
number
not
really well.
selling well. I don't know. It's so weird. Comics are weird. The
Are
only
people
thing that
sick of?
seems to sell is things that are really popular already.
Yeah, that's how it kind of goes.
I mean, you put out something like this, you have to know you're going to be under 10,000 copies. Who knows what happens in the digital world, though? We have no insight into that.
Yeah, but I doubt the digital world is too much different percentage-wise than the
Well, one
physical.
time they said they were like 10%, and then another year it was like 20%, so I haven't heard it go above that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the things that sell well in the physical world are probably the same things that sell well in the
Oh yeah,
digital
you could go to Comixology and the top sellers are always the same.
world.
Sometimes they'll be like what they have on sale though. Do you know what I mean? Their top seller will be like, here's that $4.99 omnibus.
Right. Of course. Those are always going to be at the top.
Sorry, I have to eat a Girl Scout cookie.
What kind of Girl Scout cookie are you enjoying?
The one with saturated fat. Savannah Smiles. A lemon cookie.
Oh, the lemon cookie. That's a good choice.
That's
Here,
good. I don't know if you could eat it though. It probably is cooked with lard.
I don't know if the Girl Scout cookies have lard. I would doubt it.
Let me look. Let me see. Lard. Isn't that monounsaturated fat? Lard? Is that another word
No.
for it? Polyunsaturated fat?
They got all the fats in there.
Yeah.
Good. That's what you
Got
want,
2 grams of
well-rounded.
protein, so take that. All you haters. So this Turtle Power didn't go up to current contemporary stuff. It was an old documentary.
It did have some shots of, like I said, it had a shot of Eastman and Laird doing a signing of one of the IDW reprints of their old stuff, which was, so it was after IDW got the
Acquired them,
license. Yeah,
yeah.
but they didn't cover it in the documentary itself. That was kind of an addendum to the documentary. So I wish they had spent more time on that part of it. But I mean, understandably, the bulk of time was in the popular, when it was super popular, the movies and the TV show and all the toys.
Yeah.
They had a shit ton of toys, man.
They do. They need to do a toy episode of that when that show comes back.
Bet you they will. That
They should
seems
at
like
least
a.
do like 5 more episodes. God dang, I wish they would do a Big Jim. Oh shit, I'd be all over that episode.
Did they already do a big gym? No. They
They
mentioned it.
showed a Big Jim being used for a prototype.
That's right. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Harley's gonna go after a squirrel.
You've trained her well.
Yeah. Go get it, Harley! Go get it! Harley doesn't go after anything, man. Not even rabbits. She's like, doesn't give a fuck. I don't know. She's the strangest dog I've ever seen. She doesn't care for cats. That's the only thing that she will chase that I've seen her go after.
She could tell they're a threat.
I don't know. Maybe they are. She knows that I'm allergic to them.
Yeah, she's protecting you.
She's protecting me. There's something about their fur or dander, or I don't know what it is, but holy crap.
Allergic.
I'll break out in hives, and then the other thing is, if I, God forbid that I pet a cat and then touch my eyes, forget it.
So
That's a no-no.
you have to treat cats kind of like hot peppers.
Yeah.
If you touch them, stay away from your eyes.
Stay away from the eyes. All right, so let's talk some comics.
Yes.
Let's see what you didn't read.
All right. What didn't I read?
I read all my homework, believe it or not.
I was waiting for you to send me a list of what I should read, but you didn't send it, so I
I
only
did
read
I did send it.
Where'd you send it to? No, I got it. I'm just kidding.
I
Yes, I'm up to date. I think I read most of the things we were said we were going to
think one
read.
of them are gonna feel a lot different on the art.
Interesting.
So I'm gonna go with this one as our opening one.
Ooh, interesting. Hopefully, I read it.
Dr. Radar.
Ah, Dr. Radar by Titan Comics. Part of their static press line, reprinting European comics.
Yeah, this is a weird one. So, let me just say I that under I like didn't order number two for some reason, and then I ordered it on
Yes.
eBay and I read it already and I loved that one. Like I loved under.
I still need to get number two.
I thought it was fantastic. And this one I thought I would get that and God, I enjoyed this. But I swear to God, I couldn't tell the characters apart.
It was incredibly difficult to tell the characters
I
apart.
could tell them apart if they were fat and thin, but God
Well,
dang, their faces and everything, it just looks so scratchy and
that's good.
blended. I could tell a
They
fe
all
I could
have
tell a
long, pointy
female.
faces.
I could tell a female from a male, like I knew that, but unless he drew them like really old, like if it was an old professor. And there was all these like scraggly beard. I couldn't tell the characters apart, man. It was
Well,
rough.
it's, the other problem is a lot of the characters wear disguises, so
Yeah.
not only can you not tell them apart a lot, and the one other complaint I would have about the art is some of the scenes I couldn't really tell what was going on, so I just kind of passed by those scenes. Like when there's a
I had
fight
a
or
rough
something.
time with the art, but it's, you know what's weird is I liked it.
Oh, it's good art. Well, the art is good, but sometimes it's the storytelling is sometimes, well, I don't know how to say it actually. Maybe the storytelling is good, but the fact that it's hard to tell the characters apart was rough.
That was rough, but I like the style. How does that sound? I like the
Yeah.
artist's style. I just wish that the characters looked different enough so I could tell them apart.
Yeah.
I was relying on the story in the captions to be able to tell me, like I could follow the story. I mean, the story's roughly about there's somebody killing off a bunch of scientists that are talking about space or trying to send things to the moon and
Right,
stuff.
because it takes place in like 1920, so they're
Yeah.
working on the science of rockets, the rocket science, because that hasn't been done yet.
A lot of people think that they're crazy and they don't.
There's no way you can do it.
Yeah, there's no way you can do it. But they're getting killed. They're getting killed by scorpion poisoning. One looks like a
Suicide.
suicide. One looks like this. And this one detective knows that something's going on. And it's weird because the bad guy is named Dr. Radar. You think the hero would be prominent. But Dr. Radar is the one behind the murders. So
And the main
that is
character,
strange.
luckily I could tell the main character usually because he had like slick back hair. So
Yeah.
whenever I saw the slick back hair, I knew that was the main guy. Our gentleman detective.
Yeah. So I didn't order the second one on this, and I don't think I'm gonna get it because of the art. And it's so weird because I like it. I like the colors, the way it looks. The backgrounds are all like blue, yellow, or green. It's a very weird style, but I kind of like it. I like the way he draws women. I like the way he draws vehicles. I like the lankiness of it. It's weird. It's a weird style. It's very scratchy. But I can't
This is
tell
very
what's going
scratchy.
on. So the art is by Bazian, and it's written by Noel Simsolo. And I like the story, but you kind of get the gist of it. You know the bad guy, you know who's doing the murders, you know who the detective is. I don't know if I'm going to continue, 'cause this one I didn't order either, and I think issue 2's out already.
Yeah, I read issue two.
Oh, you ordered it?
I did.
How did you know?
I think for this one, I just happened to notice it was only two issues, so
Oh, so you just
I paid
said,
attention. I paid
you paid
attention, yeah.
attention for a change.
Unlike Under, I actually paid attention and said, "Oh, it's only two issues. I guess I better order the second one."
So this line, whereas the hard case crime, they knock it out of the park every time for me. This line is like a hit or miss. I'm 50-50 so far. 'Cause I would say the one that we covered last time, the one with the city, what was that called?
Beautiful Death.
Yeah, Beautiful Death. I would say I tend to not have liked that one. And then Under, I really, really liked it. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the art was fantastic. I thought the story was really good. And this one, I really liked the story and I liked the art, and it's kind of in the middle. But I'm kind of like a little cautious on their books with the Statix imprint.
Yeah.
This one had potential, for me to really like it, because it's almost like a hard case crime, right? In the 1920s.
Is a detective trying to solve this murder or these mur the mystery of these murders.
I did read that one hard case crime book that they did in Germany, the Berlin one. I forget what it was called, but they made it into a movie.
Yeah, I know, I can't remember what it's called, but it's probably in the back of this.
I did read the entirety of that.
I don't see it in here.
You know which one I'm talking about, though, right?
I remember. I didn't get that one, but I remember seeing it.
That was directly to hardcover, though, and it's a hard thing to. How do you know
Right.
you're gonna like it? I just did it. I did it because it had hard case crime. That's why I did it. Because I'm like, hey, there's not one that I haven't liked with that imprint on it.
I'm surprised. So that was a hard case crime one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Had it on the cover. That's the only reason I bought it. And it was black and white. It felt more like a Statix book than it did a hard case crime, but it was a crime. A crime
Yeah, I
book.
thought that one was
It was at the beginning of the
a
Nazi Party.
statics
Yeah. It was
because it was
like in
a
the
historical.
1920s as well. Yeah.
Although, I mean, they have other ones that are historical, like the Woodcock one is historical.
Yeah, it's historical fiction, right?
Yeah.
Because they're taking liberty at
Oh, sure.
conspiracy theory for sure. I don't know if you read the rest of it, but god dang, that is fucking awesome.
No, I'm getting the trade.
And the back matter is amazing.
Actually, I don't think I ordered the trade because they solicited a hardcover. I was going to wait for a trade. I didn't get the hardcover. Maybe I should get the hardcover.
They said they're not gonna do
They did not. You're making
They said we're not gonna do trade paperbacks
Trade.
anymore.
They didn't say
They said we want the people that wait for the
that.
trades to suffer and they have to pay for a hardcover.
Yes, you're gonna pay twice as much as you would
Yes.
have paid them the single issues.
That'll teach them.
That would teach me. That
Yes.
would teach me.
It would teach you.
But I don't believe it. I'm gonna look up Minnie Woodcock. Soft or hard? It's a
It's so.
woodcock. Cock soft or hard?
And Bill prefers a soft woodcock to the hard one. I'd rather just get the hard one.
I'm looking for the soft woodcock. Soft cover. I should put that in. Oof.
Yeah. What would you give this one? How would this rank on? And you've read two issues, so you. Why don't you even tell me how it closed? Because I.
Want to spoil it.
Well, I'm not going to read it. Do you
Have
think
to
any of
remember.
our listeners are going to read Dr. Radar?
Yes.
No, who?
There's a few. I'm sure there's a few who will be picking this up. Not based on our view of it. Let's see, how did the first one end?
If you're
What
a
does.
listener of Geek Brunch and you picked up Dr. Radar, I want to know. Because Bomer's not going to tell me this because he thinks you're going to read it and you're not. So I think he's full of shit. Nobody's reading Dr. Radar. You know what I do like on these? I will say these X or stat. I keep on want to say ecstatic. But that was actually a title of
As a mutant.
as a mutant's book. But static press stuff is it seems like you get more page count in these European comics for well, is it 4.99? Well, it is 4.99.
Yeah, but it's only a dollar more, and you're probably getting twice the pages.
It seems like you're getting like 60 pages, doesn't it?
It's probably 48.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're getting twice as much for an extra buck, so.
Yep. So what did you give it? I gave it a 3 out of 5.
I don't, yeah, I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
Even completing it?
Yes.
Were there any surprises to number two in the
No,
story?
it was pretty much the same as the first one. They just continue
The
searching for
chase.
him. Yeah.
It's kind of like a Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty thing, would you say?
Sort of, well, there's less mystery, I would say, though.
Yeah.
It was more straightforward, I thought. No, it was good. It didn't blow me away, and then the fact that the art was kind of hard to discern what was going on in some or who was involved in some of the scenes.
Well, do they catch him?
They do, but then he gets away at the end.
Oh.
So they set it up for future volumes.
Dr. Radar. I would have read the second one. I didn't hate it. I wanted to really like it because it felt like a hard case crime, but man, the art just, oof.
Yeah, I like the art, but I don't know if it was well suited for this story.
Like this main detective, he has like a Alfred kind of butler, right? That drives him around.
Yeah.
And he looks a lot like him, but
He's a little shorter.
you could tell because he's wearing a chauffeur hat all the time. But it's hard to tell.
There's a lot of characters who just have that pointy nose.
Yeah. I think he draws fat characters better because I could tell them apart by they're distinctively different by their mustaches and stuff. Like they either have a little mustache or they have the sideburns in the mustache or a scraggly mustache.
I wonder I wonder if part of the problem is that when this is originally printed, it would have been printed bigger. So when it's smaller, it becomes even more difficult to tell them apart. Like it might have been easier at the actual normal size.
Huh. Maybe. Maybe it's a sizing thing. I still think it would have been hard. Because his col the color tones that are chosen to use too are very.
That's true, because you don't have one guy in blue and one guy in green. They're all the same
They're all the
in the
same
same color.
color. If they had different outfits, you could, I mean, different colored outfits, you could make the distinction, right?
Yeah, you could follow
But in
who's
this
who.
color template, you can't.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's a good point.
All right. Did you read Realm number one?
I did, but I read it a while ago.
All right.
I gotta find my notes. I remember that it's some kind of post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mercenary for hire in a post-apocalyptic world where there's a lot of fantasy. It's like a Bright in
Yes.
a post-apocalyptic world because there's trolls and all kinds of weird mystical characters, and magic is very prominent. And he has like this girl, at least I think it's a girl, but that wears a mask that's kind of like always with him, and she's supposedly a badass. And they barely introduce her in number one. Like he like tells her, "Did you see that? Follow these people," because he has one adventure at the beginning where he rescues like a slave, a woman that's a slave, and then he returns her and he finds out that she was being a slave. And the guy is gonna ki not pay him, and he ends up killing that king or whatever it is, and then she takes over. So the woman that was the slave is now the king of that area. It's weird. And then he like takes off, and then he meets his handler. He's got like his like a James Bond type thing where he goes back. He for some reason he collects toothbrushes. I don't know what that's about, but he comes back and he gets another job, and it's like you got to take these four scientists or three scientists to this point, and you're getting paid to do it, and you have these other mercenaries that are along with you, and one of them's a badass archer. She can kick ass, and of course he takes his friend with them, and then they take the scientists with them. I thought issue two did a lot more character building than issue one did. And I liked it. I mean, I don't really like the genre when you get into the magic, the fantasy magic. But I think it worked out okay. And then the main character has something going on with him where he was like turning into a demon at the end of the book. It was weird.
How many issues did you read?
I read two. I was gonna read three, but I've been having a lot of problems with my Skype lately since it upgraded. I have to like test it really, really good before I come on because sometimes it records for the duration, but it won't record like your voice or whoever the test voice is. The volume is like way, 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 way low. So,
Maybe we need to switch to Discord.
maybe.
That's what all the kids are using. That's what my kids use now.
Are they? That's a video game thing.
Yeah. I think it started for the video game community to be able to chat and talk to one another, but that's what they use.
Yeah.
They don't even use Skype. They look at me like I'm crazy when I say I use Skype. That's the old stuff, man. Gotta use the new stuff.
Do you remember liking Realm?
I didn't really like it.
Okay. I liked it more than you did. This was Seth Peck and Jeremy Hahn with Nick Filardi.
I think I like the story, but I didn't like the dialogue.
I think issue two was a lot better than issue one, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like if they did more character building, I might have liked that better.
So I gave it a 4 out of 5, and I assume you gave that a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, 3 out of 5.
Did you read White?
I did read White.
This one I really liked. I thought this was
I might
great.
have differing opinions on this one. No, we don't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
So this is from Devil's Due First Comics by Dan Schaefer, who is we've talked about him many times on the show.
I like this. I like Dan Schaefer. Matter of fact, there was an ad for something I didn't know about called Kill Darlings,
I know, and the Scribbler.
I want to buy that.
Me too. That's why when I finish this, I'm like, damn it, I need to get all of his I need to get
Yeah.
all of his stuff. He's good. He's got some talents.
He draws a damn good shark and a really good, like, this is a suspense. I love this. This is like if you're on a cell phone and you're talking to a bunch of idiots and you're trying to save your life and you're in the middle of the ocean, like open water in the movie Open Water, and you have nowhere to go. You have nowhere
Yeah,
to go.
so it's this woman who she just got it. She's been working for this film studio for a few months. She's an assistant to this famous movie star guy,
She's only
and
18, by the way. So she's like fresh out of high school.
yeah, and it seems like she came from like a small town. She's like and this is kind of her. She went has dreams of being big in Hollywood, so she moved to Hollywood and got a job as a as an assistant to this movie star. But the book starts out when the plane they were on, so they were going from LA to Hawaii, and it crashed for some reason. So they're in the middle of the ocean, and the book opens with her in the water trying to, well, first she's trying to help find other survivors. So she's swimming around, grabbing bodies, trying to find her the movie star and stuff, and everyone else is dead or dying. So she ends up on the wing of the plane in the middle of the ocean with all alone. But she does manage to grab the a sat radio from the, I think it was the movie star's backpack before he goes under.
Yeah.
So the whole book is very sus, and then she finds out that some of the people were dying because there's sharks. So there's a bunch of sharks surrounding her on this on the wing of this plane. And then, so the interesting thing then is it's her in the middle of the ocean on this the wing of this plane, and she keeps trying to call people to, well, there's like an emergency button, so she hits that and she ends up getting connected to, was it something in South Africa or something? I can't remember exactly where
Yeah, I think
she's
it's
getting
somewhere in
connected
the.
to.
I think it is, but it's like a Coast Guard or something.
Yeah, it was someone who couldn't really help her. And then she ends up calling. She calls like her home, and she calls the studio. But the story becomes an interesting dynamic of what the situation actually is that she doesn't understand, because she doesn't know really. It starts out, it seems like it's just a story of her trying to survive on this wing of this plane, but it becomes much more than that when you find out what's really going on. So it was completely a gripping story.
Yeah, and it's those two op it's the main two operators. There's a female and there's a male operator.
Right, who are involved with,
And
who are
they're involved in
scientists.
this they're scientists that are involved with making this shark really angry because they put like some kind of camera on the dorsal fin of this shark. And this shark is acting like abnormally weird and they think it's because of that camera
Yeah, because of the camera.
on the fin. And she's on the phone with them the most. And she kind of talks to the one girl, and she's like, she's just guessing, you're of white privilege, and you grew up white, and you have all this, and she's giving her the shit.
Yeah, and
And
I don't want to give away the stuff about the like the studio, because that's kind of that was like an oh shit moment when you're reading.
well, the studio's fucked up. I mean.
But then there's also, 'cause, yeah, so you have the stuff about the white privilege, and then you also have the stuff about what happened between her and the actor. There's like, it was really good.
Well, there's a reason. There's a lawyer that calls her.
Right.
And he's trying, he's like fishing for things. Like he's recording the conversation and he's like,
he's trying to get
answers out of her. So they're not going to be liable at all. Like,
yeah. He's trying totally to make it
detached.
So that, yeah. So they can't get sued for anything that happened. It was good. That was
a 5 out of 5, man.
Yeah. I give it a 5 out of 5 as well. It really sucked me into the story.
And I don't think anybody bought this kill story, because I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, the Kill Darlings?
Yeah.
I know, I did, after I read it, I tried to find where I could get some of his stuff, and it wasn't easy. I still haven't found out where to get it from. They have some, Amazon has some.
I could get Scribbler, but that one's kind of high priced because it's a film. But the other one, Kildar, he did Dog Witch, too. I wonder if I can get that.
I think there's several volumes of Dog Witch. I think I looked that up.
Dog Witch. It's from Sirius Comics from 2003 to 2008. It's 18 issues, and he does the art and the writing. So I am going over to mycomicshop.com, and I'm going to look for it. But the other one I really want, and I can't find.
So is the Scribbler a movie based on his book? Well, it looks like he wrote the movie, too.
Yeah. This don't you think that White could, with the right director and the right actors, could make like a really good shark movie?
I think it would be, but I don't know if they would do it just because there's open water, and then there was that other one where that girl was like off the coast, off the beach.
Shallows, yeah. The Shallows. But the thing is, it's similar, but it's different.
This is like Shallows, but there's a whole nother level of stuff going on.
Shallows, you could see
the immediate.
Shallows, this is the thing between like a shark drama and open water. It feels like open water where they like leave the people in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but definitely if you're into those kind of movies, this is certainly up there with the best of them. It was very suspenseful. You're on the edge of your seat as you read this.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering what's going to happen to her next. Yeah, and the art, I guess we haven't talked about the art, but he has like a weird painted style. No, not a weird painted style, but an original painted style.
Yeah.
It was good, though. Yeah, great sharks. There's some amazing shots in here.
That's why I'm surprised you didn't buy a Malefic, because it's awesome. He's not drawing it, but it is him writing it. That's the one about the insane asylum that you chose to pass up on.
I'm going to get the trade.
It's never going to happen. I talked to him. I interviewed him, and I said, what do you think about those people that are waiting for the trade? And he said, fuck them. He said, I'm going to wait till I put out a movie for those people. And then I'll put out the trade, and then everybody will be rewarded for their issues that they bought. He said, fuck those people.
Those people are killing the industry.
They're killing the industry. He says, don't Bomer me. That's what he said. Your name is becoming like a thing now. Like in Kingpin, it was like, you've been Munsoned, right? Well, this is, you've been Bomered. Yeah.
Like, well, man, I had a lot of sales on my first issue, but there was a huge drop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They use it very extensively in the independent comic market. They said, ah, fuck, I've been Bomered. Now I'm homeless, and I have to ask for food because I've been Bomered. I thought my first issue was gonna do good, but then the second issue sales came out, and I was like, "Oh my
That's right.
God."
After the first issue sales, I went out and bought a new house.
Yeah. And they're like, "God damn it, I've been bombered."
But then the trade comes out. You're back in business.
Then they can move out of their cardboard box and maybe get an apartment
I
shared with
laugh at those
five other
people because I
roommates.
say, if you thought you're going to pay for your rent off comic books, you're insane.
Truth. Because I think me and you would be in comic books if we knew there was money involved that we could make a living. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
I would be doing the liquor.
You'd be doing the liquor. You'd be getting plastered all the time, playing video games, and then writing, and then putting out late comic books.
I'd get a movie pass.
Yeah.
I'd be reclining in my recliners with a vibration.
And then come home at 10 o'clock at night and then write some comics.
Raise some liquor.
This is somebody to look out for, though. This guy's good. Like, he's good.
Yeah, and it was well paced too. I like the way he brought out the information.
I actually think that you could turn this into the movie, but you have to like have a little more upfront stuff, like with her and her getting a job with the studio and some of that stuff, you know?
Oh, to set up the, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because well, they would want to make it more exciting, so they definitely include the plane crash in the
Yeah.
that has to be in the movie.
But you
The
have
only
to
thing I,
set it up right.
my only complaint about this is the girl was kind of annoying.
Really?
I thought she was annoying, yeah.
Well, I want to hear about this because I don't think she was annoying.
Didn't find her annoying? I thought
No.
she was kind of annoying with the people on the phone.
She's fucking gonna die, and these people are idiots. I can't believe you're saying that.
Perhaps her situation dictated it, but she was kind of annoying. She was a little bit
If you were talking to these idiots, I think you'd lose your cool in a situation like that.
Probably.
I don't think you'd be polite. Like the
She's
one
not being
Coast
polite.
Guard guy hangs up on her. Because she's cussing.
Oh, she's rude.
But I don't know, I loved it. It was my favorite shark book.
Me too, out of the one shark books we've read so far.
Oh, we still have to read Atoll, but I don't think that thing's ever gonna finish.
Don't they brought out two issues, I think,
Yeah?
and that was it. What was the other one?
The other
Oh,
one
Hook
we
Jaw.
the other one Hookjaw.
Oh, yeah, you read that.
I read it, but you didn't.
I never got it.
Oh, that's right. Hookjaw's nowhere near this good. Hookjaw is more convoluted. So like if you're looking at terms of themes like for a movie, it has a lot more that you could play off of or expand on because there's like four or five themes going on at the same time. But as a comic, it wasn't executed nearly as good as this. But you'd get a little more originality out of it. Like you can't say, well, this is a Jaws in open water, right? You can't
This
compare the
one.
other the, yeah, you can't compare the other one
Oh,
because
to
it's like
anything.
smart sharks and you know they're able to
Pirates.
communicate. There's pirates and there's the Greenpeace and there's all kinds of convoluted shit going on. But this one's executed more. This one's a good horror movie in my opinion because the suspense of I
Yeah,
think
there's a
being
couple of moments in it where you're like, ah, freaking out.
Yeah. Plus
And
she's on her
a couple of the endings of the issues, you're like, oh shit.
Plus she's on her period.
She is.
So she's bleeding. Every time she hits the water, that doesn't help. And her mother really doesn't know what's going on, and then she gets a hold of her brother at one point and talks to her brother, and she's like, "I love you," and he's like, "Shut the fuck up.
Like, what's wrong with
What's wrong with you?"
She's like, "Tell Mo I love her." He's like, "Whatever."
It plays upon what's been going on in Hollywood a lot, too. It plays on themes of sexual predators in Hollywood.
Yeah, she has a spiel about that, and that was actually, I think, before a lot of the stuff came
Oh, this
out.
was way before that shit started coming out, before the Harvey Weinst that Harvey Weinstein kick thing kicked off.
Yeah. So he was exposing it in this book before
Yeah.
the rest of the world knew how bad it was. Yes, highly recommended. Does he do cons? I don't know if I've ever seen him at a con.
I have never heard of this guy before, White. But I tell you one thing, I love Malefic in this. So, like, as a storyteller, I think he's on to something.
Oh, he's British. That's why I haven't seen him at
Yeah.
any cons.
I'm gonna see everything that this guy has done. Let's see here. Kill Darlings, which I'll never find. I could have ordered that, but Kill Darlings, I tend to stay away from like graphic novels that are $20 if I don't know. But if I would have read White before, I would have not questioned it.
Yeah.
So he's got Scribbler.
Where'd you have a chance to get it?
Pre-ordered. It was on Diamond.
It was?
Yeah, I remember seeing it, but I remember seeing it for $20 and saying, "Huh, I don't think
Risk it.
I'll risk it." This guy's good. He's good stuff, man. I read Dr. Bananas number two.
Oh yeah, Dr. Bananas. That's the one about the Chinese monkey. Chinese, I mean the
The Chinese monkey.
Yeah, the Chinese monkey.
Number two? That was
Yeah.
the Dr. Moreau issue.
Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. I
Yes.
don't remember a Chinese monkey in there.
Maybe it's that must be number three.
That was the. I just know that I got real itchy after it, and my gum started bleeding.
Oh man, I was out for 3 days after I read that. 3 days. I missed work. I sent Luke the bill, but
He doesn't pay
he
shit.
hasn't paid shit for it. God damn
He's too busy sponsoring the goddamn Nerdy Legion guys.
it. He
What the
took all that
fuck?
money and gave it to Nerdy Legion.
Yeah, instead of pay your hospital bill.
I know.
But he is doing a Kickstarter, and you can
Yes.
support Spooky Town.
Spooky Town for all your scurvy needs. I don't know. Does Spooky Town cause scurvy? We have yet to find out.
I think it'll cause rectal bleeding, but I don't know.
No, come on, Mike. Maybe a little anal leakage, but not bleeding.
But you too could go to he could use that for a pull quote. He could say it'll cause anal bleeding, but he said no, it won't. Maybe a little leakage, but not
Yes,
anal bleeding.
does not cause anal bleeding.
Geek
Only a
Brunch
little leakage.
2018.
Can't believe he didn't use our scurvy quote.
I know.
When you put out a book about a drunk monkey,
For all ages to read, that's
that
puking all
causes.
over the place.
So Dr. Bananas 2, was he drinking in this one? I can't remember.
No, I was very disappointed.
Oh, he was, that's right. He was trapped on an island and he couldn't get any drinks. And he was very upset about this.
Oh, he was hung over the
He was so
whole
hung over.
issue.
He was looking for a drink.
He kept on imagining this witch was like on the wrist of his hand.
Oh, coming out of his wristwatch, his Fitbit.
Yeah.
He thought he was hallucinating there was a witch. And then there was the gentleman who owned the island, and he kept asking him for, where's the bar? Where's the bar?
That's all he cared about. The other guy was
no
like,
bar.
Help us. The animals have taken over the island. And he's
you
like,
must help
no.
Me.
Hey, kids, let's go drinking first.
Yeah. Oh, and he even forgot. He forgot he was an ant. He forgot he was a monkey because he's like, talking animals. Animals can't talk. He completely forgot that he was an animal. He was so hungover.
That's right. He didn't even know. He said, I got 2 feet. I got 2 feet.
I'm a 2 feet. I'm a 2 feet.
I'm a 2 feet. I'm a 2 feet. I think he was so drunk, he said, I'm a 2 feet, motherfucker. I think he just said that.
I do remember that panel. I remember that panel.
I'm a 2 feet, motherfucker. And
I'm
then
a 2 feet, motherfucker. And he punched Dr. Moreau in the face.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
That was my favorite part, when he said, I'm a 2 feet, motherfucker.
So we recommend Dr.
Yes.
Banana.
Spooky Town.
Spooky Town.
Where you could get more fine comedic leakage.
Yes. We do not know how much drinking and or puking is in Spooky Town.
I think there's going to be a lot.
A lot of them.
I think the whole thing is a drunken hallucination, is what I think.
I don't think it's all ages, so hold on. If you get drunk and puking and motherfuckers
in
an all ages book, just wait.
We're in boundless territory in Spooky Town.
He needs to shop it over at Avatar.
You have Alan Moore presents Necronomicon, Luke Foster's Spooky Town. Garth Ennis the Crossed, Luke Foster's Spooky Town.
Yeah, so Spooky Town, well, on the serious side, so Spooky Town, it's just Kickstarter, should be really good. It's a torture porn. it takes place in the deepest of Africa.
In hostile territory.
Should be fantastic. Spooky.
It's a cross between Hostile and Saw.
And a Death Wish 3.
And Death Wish 3. Spooky Town! How can you not love that? Pull quote.
It's got little dolls that anally rape you when you sleep.
And it's part Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker. Which we haven't seen yet, but we're going
That's right.
to.
We heard. We want to see it now because of Spooky Town.
Yeah. We're excited for Spooky Town. And we want to check out Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker because of it. All right. So that was Dr. Bananas number 2. Harley's driving me crazy. We got the Silencer number 1, right?
Silencer, yes. DC Comics presents.
DC Comics for Bomer. This is like an exception. He must have got the bundle.
I didn't get the bundle.
You did?
No. There's a bundle?
Yeah.
I didn't get the bundle. No, because I just get the number ones. They don't have just a number one bundle.
They did.
Maybe they didn't.
No, they did because they resolicited and then they had a bundle. They were Damage and something else were releasing early, and then they decided not to release them. And then when they resolicited them, DCBS had a bundle. I thought you would have gotten the bundle.
It's possible I got the bundle. I don't think I did, though.
Did you get Damage number 1?
I did get Damage number 1. I'm ordering all the number 1s.
Did you get Sideways number 1?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm sure I ordered it. Maybe.
So let's.
I'm sure I ordered it. I'm
Let's
sure I
talk
possibly ordered it.
Silencer number one. This is by Dan Abnett and Romita Jr. And I will say,
JRJR.
this is a line that's coming off of the Dark Knight's metal.
Yes.
And they're very Marvel-like characters. So, like, the Terrifics are like Fantastic Four. Damage is like the Hulk. Silencer is sort of like the Punisher. Sideways is like Spider-Man. And so on. Matter of fact, if you look at the ad, there's an ad going on in the pages. It might be in this one. It might be in another book. But there's Welcome the New Heroes to the DC Universe ad. I don't know if it's in this one. Yeah, it is. It's in the center of this comic.
I'll turn to it now. The listeners at home, pull up your issue.
And
open
if you,
it. I don't see it.
If you look at between Superman and Batman, Damage looks like the Hulk. And if you look at the pose of Sideways, it looks like Spider-Man in between Wonder Woman and Superman.
I don't see this ad. Oh,
it's
wait,
right
here it is.
In the center. It says the DC Universe just got bigger.
So what am I looking at?
Look near Superman, and you'll see the Hulk and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's Spider-Man, all right.
Yeah. It even looks sort of like he might be swinging on Wonder Woman's lasso.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Because he's got one of his arms behind him holding the lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's spraying the... They're going to get sued.
His art looked really good in this. Like, really tight.
JRJR. I loved it. It brought me back to reading Daredevil when I was a kid.
It was different. Like, it has his new style, but it's more... Did somebody ink him?
I'm not sure who.
Because it doesn't look as blocky. It looks more refined. I mean, I liked it before, but I don't know if somebody inked him. I don't see any inks. I think he did himself.
Maybe.
Oh, inks is Sandra Hope. Okay, so maybe it's her inks that makes it look more fine.
That could be.
It still looks like his art, but it looks like it's more smooth. It's not as rigid. But, yeah, it does look like his older art, similar to his older art anyway, when he's at Marvel doing Dazzler and the X-Men and other things.
Daredevil. Well, it looks like his art. So this...
Go ahead.
Okay, so this starts out, she's a... Silencer, and what's her? I don't remember her name.
You know,
anyway,
her,
she's.
Did you read Lady Killer?
I read number one.
Oh, you must have not liked it, but I love Lady Killer. It's kind of reminded me of it in the term of like somebody that used to be a killer of some sort is now trying to live a normal life.
Right, she's trying to. She has a husband and a kid, and she's just trying to live her life as a normal person now. But I guess the difference here would be she also has a superpower.
Yeah, so that makes her different than the Punisher.
Lady Killer did not.
I don't understand her power. She like.
This is a very strange power.
Takes sound and maybe turns it into a weapon. Like when she turns it on, you can't speak or everything you say is she absorbs. I don't know.
So in this one, yeah, she's at the grocery store with her son and she's putting her groceries in the back of her car. And this dude comes up to her and starts giving her a hard time. And it turns out he's someone from her past. So she's like, oh shit. So she has to fight him. And then.
I
yeah,
like
she
the way
has, like,
she finds him, though. She gets those. She bought her son some colored pencils. And she like
Oh,
just
yeah.
jams
She
them into
jams.
his throat. He's like, bam! And then you see like he draws her hand, so you see like the motion of her going bam to the throat and then right into the gut. It's like boom boom.
Yeah, so she has some fast moves. And then she creates her zone of silence, which is a strange power that seems to it envelops them in this bubble where can people not see them or just not hear them? That's what I wasn't sure.
I think it, I don't know. It's still, I would say it's totally undefined yet. Like, we don't know yet what it
Not to
is.
the extent of it, yeah.
I can't describe her powers. I see what's happening on the panels, and I know it's some power, but I just don't get it yet. But it ties into the DCU, too.
Yeah, so she goes back home and she's with her husband, and then she gets a visitor.
And that visitor is Talia al Ghul. And she has a past with her. And she says, hey, your life is going to catch up to you. She's kind of just giving her a warning. And then there's an organization that's after Talia. And they both get caught up in this hot mess. But I liked it, I thought it was really good.
So did I. I really liked it. Not surprising. I mean, Amnett's a great writer, and I like Romita Jr., so.
Yeah.
But I like the character as well. I like how she starts out kind of, she just wants to live a normal life, and now she's being pulled back into the action. And although I don't really understand her powers exactly, they were kind of cool. And then at the end, you get to see her in her costume.
Yeah, and she appears in that ad too, doing the shh. She's doing that shish
Oh, she's
motion.
shushing in the ad?
Yeah. She's shushing on the ad. She's on the far left.
I gotta find the ad again. It's impossible to find. I think it's the only ad in the whole thing, though. Here we go. Oh yeah.
It's a cool ad. There's just something that artistically looks wrong with proportions in there. And it's almost like they had the DC characters drawn by somebody, and then somebody came and put the new age of heroes in there. The proportions just look a little off to me. It's like if you took a bunch of steels and just pasted them in.
I see what you're saying. It kind of looks like the original characters were there, and they kind of just spread them out and stuck the new ones in between them.
Yeah, it's very strange. It looks cool, but it if you pay attention to it and look at it long enough, it looks odd. Looks like something was digitally rendered and the
Yeah, I don't know
sizes are
if the
off.
proportion. I don't know if the proportions are off, but yeah, I guess they are because that Spider-Man dude's pretty small.
Yeah. But even look on the far right, there's like that Amazonian lady or something. She just looks off, like her sizes look off. Like she looked like she was pasted in there. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Could be, or it could just, or it could be that it was just a different artist or something, or they look a little paler for some reason.
Yeah.
Something's a little different about them.
They've been bombered.
Like a boomer in.
They only bought number issue number one, and they're gonna fade off, so they're fading.
Silencer. I might get Silencer in single issues.
Hey, that's impressive.
Thank you.
That's very impressive. You must have liked it quite a bit.
Did. I quite enjoyed it.
You haven't read Sideways yet, but that was the one I liked the most. Because Ruckerford's art is badass. I like
Ooh,
his art.
Rockford. Yeah, he's good.
And he's more like of a Spider-Man type. So it's like a youngish high school kid.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably like that one.
Yeah. Did you read Damage?
I did read Damage.
This one, there wasn't a lot of substance, but it was cool. It reminded me of like image book or something that just...
Yeah, that was my main problem with it, is not very much happened.
It looked nice, but there wasn't a lot there. And everything that was there was at the end, and it was kind of like some lady with a patch on her eye going to, she's like the I thought of her like the Thunderbolt Ross kind of character. And then there was one character in there that was like, God, I can't think of his name. He's the guy that used to always be next to Thunderbolt Ross, that wore armor, to like Hulkbuster armor, to try to stop him from losing control. Because he lost control in like the middle of an airplane flight and busted up the plane and then escaped. And then the rest of the issue was them trying to retrieve him.
Yeah, trying to get him back. And then there's a counter or a timer counting down.
Like when he's going to turn back to normal, right?
Yeah. So it looks like he lasts an hour as the Hulk.
And then they have the Suicide Squad going to try to clean up the mess. So, yeah, I liked it, but it didn't have as much meat on the bone for an issue one.
Now, you didn't get to know the main character at all.
No, you just see it. I hear number two's a little bit different. Like, it might be like Realm number two, where they put more meat on the bone.
Yeah, they get more into it.
I have it. I haven't read it yet. I plan on reading it today. I plan on getting all caught up on the new universe today. And then we had She-Dragon.
She-Dragon. Yes.
This was a big part of the story arc. I didn't think it would be that. Because like they tell you like right exactly where it happens. And I remembered a lot of this, so.
Yeah, I went back and grabbed. Well, so this was part of the series that I never read, because they never collected it until they brought out the Epic collect or the whatever.
The archive.
Yeah, the archive editions.
Can I just comment on the archive a little bit? Because I bought those. So I own every Savage Dragon. And that's not necessarily true. I own every issue of Savage Dragon to read. But I don't own, like, the specialty stuff. Like, I don't own, like, Bill Bomer's small comic. Or like, some of the alternate covers that he came out with. I don't own all the alternate covers. And I didn't... I thought I owned this, but I guess I didn't. And like this one, I don't know how it slid past me, but it did. I didn't know about it until
just missed it until I ordered it. So you found
no,
out
no,
I
we were going through our old DCVS orders, and that's what, like, how we caught it. It was like, what? Is the Sea Dragon? I don't.
Yeah, but it does.
That.
So I looked back at. I think it came from, started in, or it was a spinoff from like issue like 118 or 117. And there's actually I think the like first two issues that are in this She-Dragon were in Savage Dragon, where they show her like going to this world or this universe or dimension. But yeah, it does come or tie right into the main storyline.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to like. This is when Malcolm is, like, really young, too. Like, Malcolm is the current dragon character in Savage Dragon, the main title, and now he's just his boy. And he's with the young daughter of the character that he was dating, and I can't remember her name, but she wore, like, an American costume. And they're in Mr. Gloom's world.
Right.
The thing that's interesting about Mr. Gloom's world, at least in this comic that I remember, is it's very much like the Negative Zone, like in Fantastic Four. And there's even a throwback to Kirby, because if you're a Kirby fan and you look at this, there's like two panels. You see the Forever People in there. You see Big Bear and Dreamer and...
Or were they in there?
Seraphim,
I didn't notice.
Seraphim and all, like, holy shit! He's got the Forever People in that comic book, man.
I didn't notice that, but I did notice the, like, you could tell that the whole place was Kirby inspired.
Oh yeah, it's
Like the
very
whole
much
the
like
design of the place was completely Kirby inspired.
it's very much like when the Fantastic Four went into the negative zone. Like there's just weird creatures and weirdness going on, and they seem like she's trying to make it to the gloom planet where she could see it, and it's like a planet that's just the face of gloom. And if you remember gloom, if you've been reading Savage Dragon, gloom is like a, would you say he's like a foot? He's like a foot tall. And he was a doll to the little girl, but he's like an evil villain. He's like a world conqueror. And he came from this world, I guess, and then came to Earth and to conquer it. And that's how this story ties in.
Yeah, and then in the story, I can't remember how they did it or why they did it, but oh yeah, she thinks back. She's like, "How did I get into this mess?" And it kind of goes back and talks about covers her like history of how she became She-Dragon.
Yeah, she was a very unhealthy girl. And then the one character that w turned out to be one of the major villains to Savage Dragon cured her. He was actually giving a bunch of characters superpowers, and he gave her superpowers. And he kind of used her like a sex toy where she would just appease him, and then he got bored of her and then sent her out. And then the same sort of thing happened on this world where she got put in as a. She was a slave, and she was building this huge statue and stuff.
Right to the ruler of the place.
Right. And she eventually, what he says, I want you in my harem. And then she was in his harem, but she fights him, and immediately and gets into the fight with the major villain.
And you get to see how she got her mohawk.
Yep. She got her mohawk. I didn't read any of the back matter, but I liked his art. So this wasn't Eric Larson drawing it. This was Francisco.
Yeah, no, it was great. I like Francesco's art. He does great women.
Yeah. Oh,
This
it
is
had,
good,
you
though.
know who it had in it too? It had that G-Man character that's in the back of
Oh,
Savage
yeah,
Dragon.
G-Man was in it.
Yeah, G-Man was in there. And there was like two panels with the Forever People. I'm trying. Oh, it's when she's remembering her past. So it's early on in the story where
Okay.
she's in her coma or she's in that hospital bed. And if you look at the next panel, and you look at the
Oh, the ones
third
surrounding
panel, the
her.
third panel down. Look, that's
Yeah.
the Forever People. Do you see
Okay.
them?
Yeah.
Big Bear, Seraphim, Dreamer. They're all there.
That's funny.
And then they show him one more time.
Yeah, I
And I
thought
can't
on the,
remember.
yeah, there was another page they were on.
Oh yeah, they're on the page where she was drinking. She's remembering a bunch of characters. That actually shows Kill Cat and what's his name? I can't remember what they were, but it was Eric Larson poking fun of Batman and Robin, essentially. Dynamo, I think his name is Kill Cat and Dynamo.
Oh, at the bar.
Yeah, they're at the bar and they're underneath. If you see the other panel with the Forever People, they're in that panel. So
Oh, okay, yeah.
I own those two, which is that his mini. I can't remember what that was called.
I wonder if I have that one. I have to look.
What was that called? It was the Deadly Duo. Deadly Duo.
That sounds right. I think I have that. I haven't read though. I'm gonna read that next. If I have it.
They
If I
have
have
two.
all
They
of them.
have two series. Volume one
Oh.
was 3 issues. What the fuck? I'm missing one? God damn it.
Deadly Duo. Oh, I don't have all of them. How many issues is
I'm
it?
missing Deadly Duo number two.
Shit.
Damn it, motherfucker!
I got one and two. How many was
Son
there?
of a, there are three.
Oh, man.
But there's a second volume with 4 issues.
I don't have that one. Did he do them all? Didn't he?
Eric Larson, the first Deadly Duo was Eric Larson and Andy Smith. Andy Smith did the art. So if you remember Andy Smith, he has a style that's very close to Bart Sears. Matter of fact, he works with Bart Sears a lot. Like they worked in Valiant together, they worked at CrossGen together. They did the first. They have very similar styles. Like I can't even sometimes tell the difference between Andy Smith art and Bart Sears. And he did the second volume as well, along with an artist, John
Clear.
Cleary. He's got a very different style. Like I remember him drawing some Tarzan and stuff for Malibu. So
I don't have that second. I gotta get that second series. I don't have
how did I miss number two? Son of a bitch. Deadly Duel number two. And then I need to look for dog. What was that called? Dogwood? Dog something.
Doug Witch.
Dog Witch. They don't have a full run of it, but I think I'm gonna milk them for what they do have. So yeah, this was
This was really, it was a fun story. I really liked it.
yeah, and it's a good comprehensive tour of her origin story at the beginning,
Yeah.
like a condensed one. It even
But,
sh
I
it
mean.
even shows like the stuff that I just recently read in the archive, where that leech gets on the back of his neck and he like just starts destroying shit.
Yeah, they.
Like it showed that.
Yeah. And
So.
I like this. I mean, this is a classic. It gets in, it kind of gets, it's a classic story of your the hero being captured and enforced into slavery on this planet and has to fight back and defeat the overlord, the Kirby-inspired overlord.
Yeah, I liked
And
it a
then
lot.
there's some great Francesco art in the back.
Yeah, the posters and then sketches. I like the knockoff off the She-Hulk one. There's a in Sensational She-Hulk by John Byrne. There were so several covers where She-Hulk's like poking at the fanboy, like buy my issue, do that. And there's one with She Dragon, and she's saying, "You know what you want. You know you want it, fanboy. You know you want it."
Then on the very on the inside of the back cover, there's a pinup where it's like half inked and half pencil. So it's cool to like compare the pencil to the inked version. God, his pencils are so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to see his breakdowns too. Did you see them?
Yeah, they show breakdowns of a lot of
They're
pages.
very loose. Is that what you do when you draw your comic?
No.
Do you do breakdowns?
Yeah, sometimes.
Man, that Death Wish movie has got me pumped to finish my script.
Really? Oh,
Yeah,
the
because
vengeance.
yeah. 'Cause I think even though mine falls into that, it's different. Like it's different enough. It's a vigilante that's scared of mosquitoes.
His weakness. You gotta have a weakness.
And he gets he get his first venture out there is really bad.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yep, let me see if we have anything else. If I did, I forgot. So we had Silencer, She-Dragon, White, Dr. Radar, Realm, and Damage. Did you have anything else?
I did have one other thing. I read, "Is This Guy for Real?" The Unbelievable Andy Kaufman by Box Brown. So this is another one of Box Brown's biographical books, this time about Andy Kaufman. So he's done, he did the Andre the Giant one, and he did one on Tetris, the creators of Tetris. And then this one's on Andy Kaufman. And it was really good. I think it's one of his better ones, if not his best book yet. But, I mean, I guess he would get better as he goes along. So this talks about, it's, I would say it's equally about Andy Kaufman and about wrestling, because Andy Kaufman was really into wrestling. So it kind of talks about how he watched it as a kid and kind of always dreamed about being a wrestler. And then he got into comedy, and but he still, in the back of his mind, he always wanted to wrestle, and then how he eventually ended up doing his gimmick where he used to wrestle women. So he was the champion of the Women's Federation. And he would challenge any woman to wrestle.
Is it his whole life, or is it just part of it?
No, it's his whole life.
Because didn't he do something really crazy in Saturday Night Live and get banned, and then his career went down the toilet?
I don't remember him doing anything crazy on Saturday Night Live. He was on Saturday Night Live for a while.
I thought he did something controversial, like Sinead O'Connor or something, like that just changed his career.
No, they didn't have that.
Because he was big. He was in Taxi, and then he had his skits, and something happened.
Well, I think
his career went down the toilet.
Because he was on. Let me see. Oh yeah, later. David Letterman incident. Well, there was a thing on David Letterman, where it was him, and because he had the feud with Jerry the King Lawler, who was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And Jerry the King Lawler was like a big wrestler in like Memphis, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the two of them, they were friends and in on it together, but they had this publicly, they had this big feud. And that's when there's a famous, one of the famous things with Andy Kaufman is where he got Jerry Lawler pile-drived him, and he got taken off in an ambulance, and then he was in like a neck brace for like the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he wasn't actually injured. But
it
then
was
it
was a fake thing.
Yeah, it was a fake thing. Well, it's wrestling. And then he was on David Letterman, and they got into a big fight on David Letterman, and they're swearing and stuff, and then Jerry like smacked him. And then it was like became like a big news thing.
Why did they get in a fight? And David Letterman, that seems like a weird. Is it a legitimate fight or was it a stage thing?
It seems like it kind of started out as a stage thing, but then kind of got like serious as it went on.
Oh.
So they were like goading each other at first, but then they started actually fighting where. And he was saying stuff about wrestling, and Jerry was like defending wrestling.
Mm.
It's hard to tell, but sorry, that's the one thing about Andy Kaufman. It's like hard to tell if he's doing something in character or if he's being serious.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, let's see. Well,
he
it says
he was in Heartbeeps with what's her name?
Yeah, they have that in here. Was it Bernadette Peters?
Yeah, Bernadette Peters from The Jerk. Yeah. I went to the theater to see that when I was young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Heartbeeps.
I've never seen that.
No, because it played off of C-3PO kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
He was a robot, wasn't he, or something?
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember much about it, but I remember I begged my parents to go see it because what I thought is I was going to get a C-3PO type movie.
Oh, you thought it was a C-3PO movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Heartbeeps.
Yeah, I don't remember. They mentioned that in here. I don't remember one point of his career that took place. But then Taxi got canceled because it wasn't, and got replaced by Night Court.
Yeah.
But I think that was just because of sinking ratings. And then after that, let's see. He did some. Oh, he did that movie. He did a movie with Freddie Blassie called like My Dinner with Blass. Oh, My Breakfast with Blassie.
Uh huh.
And then I think, then he like died. Then he died soon after that.
What did he die of? Cancer?
Yeah, cancer. I think he was only like 35 or something.
Oh, yeah, he was really young.
Yeah. So I don't think that it was that his career died. Taxi got canceled, but
His
then
health got
yeah,
bad.
his health got bad after that. So it's not that he his career had a decline. It was his health that declined after that. It's good though. It's interesting because I didn't really know too much about Andy and his life. So, and this does get into a lot of the wrestling, which I'm always into I love the background of wrestling. I love the behind the scenes business of wrestling. I don't actually watch wrestling. I just like the business of wrestling. I find it fascinating.
You just want to jump in there with a bunch of sweaty men and throw down.
I just like the business side of it. It's interesting. I like how these dudes come up with like characters and then have to like, because it's all a game of trying to get your character pop. It's like having a comic book and you're trying to get your comic book popular, over the others. You come up with storylines that the fans attach to. And that management wants to promote you to a higher level. So I recommend it. It's a good Box Brown book.
Deadly Duo added to my list.
If edit Deadly Duo
And while I'm at there, I'm just
efforts
gonna
to
audit
added.
my Freak Force real quick, just to make sure.
I think I have a complete.
Freak
There,
Force.
there's two volumes of Freak Force, I think.
God damn it. I'm missing 6 and 7 according to this.
Luckily, all these books you can get for cheap. So,
Well, the problem is solved. Freak Force is gonna get fixed. I wanna order all of his.
you have volume two?
Let me check. What did I say I was missing? 6 and 7. Add. Add. Alright, so that adds that. And then you asked about volume 2, so I go to volume 2. And I have all of volume 2, yes. It's th only 3 issues.
Yeah, it's just three issues.
The one I might be missing is the Vanguard stuff that came out of his book, but wasn't him. Yeah, I'm missing Vanguard. It was Gary Carlson, but it wasn't his book. It spawned off of Savage Dragon, because Vanguard was in
Well, Vanguard was
Savage
one of
Dragon.
his, or I think maybe his first character.
But it's created by Gary Carlson, I thought.
Vanguard?
Yeah. I thought it was one of those characters that Eric Larson created with his friend, or his friend did it, so he
That
put it
could
in
be.
Savage
But I know it's an
Dragon.
early one because they used to do like a fanzine or something.
So
And he's from back then.
I'm just gonna solve that problem while I'm at it here. Vanguard. Vanguard 19. So I need four, I need 3 through 6.
Let me find my Vanguard. I
Three,
know I don't have a complete Vanguard.
4, 5, and 6. And then there's
Oh.
another one shot, I think.
I have 1 through 5.
There's a second series, 1 through 4. So
There
make
is?
sure, yeah.
Oh, I gotta make sure. I gotta verify mine now. Make sure they're all the same volume.
Well, there's one from 19. What the hell was that? That one didn't even show up on here. I'm confused.
Let me look it
Yeah.
up.
My database has more, but comic shop, the mycomicshop.com doesn't have Vanguard Volume 2.
Maybe it never came out.
It did. I have covers for all of them. Matter of fact, issue 4 has Savage Dragon and Freak Force in it. I must have.
What?
I must have. But now I can't find it.
It exists.
It exists. I wish their site was just a little bit better. I skipped out on the Vanguard, but I have to track it down. I mean, the first series I've rectified, but the second series I have to have. It has Savage Dragon in it. And then there was a Dart. Do you remember there was a Dart series?
I have Dart 1 through 3.
Let me make sure. I wish there was a way to link all my shit together. I have Dart 1 through 3. I wish there was a way to link my Savage Dragon titles just to make sure I have everything. I guess I didn't buy the D-Man stuff, but I don't really need that. That's like Chris, his inker, his letterer. Chris Epelopoulos.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that stuff.
Wonder why my comicshop.com doesn't have it. I'm very disturbed.
Don't know if it exists.
It does exist.
Vanguard comic.
Ooh, there's a D'Artagnan comic. Holy shit. But it's Italian. Well, I'd love to have that. You know, I'm a sucker for the Musketeers. God damn, I love those Musketeer movies. There is something about every iteration of the Musketeers, especially the Michael York series. Oh my god, there's like four of them. I fucking love them. They could be like my. I must love Michael York, because you put him in Logan's Run and you put him as D'Artagnan in the Musketeers, and I just. He was one of my favorite heroes back in the 70s and 80s. D'Artagnan. Man, that's such a good movie. Have you ever seen The Musketeers?
I don't believe so.
You need to get that at your library. It's done by the Salkinds that did the Superman movie.
Look.
Alexander and what's her name, Salkind. They did the first three Musketeers. The fourth movie of the Musketeers was done on USA Network. It was like direct to DVD or something like that. It was something weird, and I remember watching it, and I was like, I thought it was gonna be like really shitty because it was direct to video,
Yeah.
but it was, they had all the original cast. It was, I mean, the fact that they had them was amazing. Michael York and Richard Chamberlain and God, I can't remember all of them. Oh, it was so good.
I don't see the appeal, but I have not seen him, so.
Well, I even watched the newer ones, like with Charlie Sheen and Kiefer Sutherland, and they recently came out with a Musketeer movie that was steampunk, and it was really good. I
I
forget
remember
what it was
you
called.
liking it.
Yeah. I think, and then you got the Man in the Iron Mask and stuff. That's a Musketeer movie with Gerard Depardieu. There is something about the Musketeers. That's why I'm excited to read the Musketeer Zenoscope book. I really am, because I just love the Musketeers. I am a sucker for them. Very biased. Like, it's one of the things that I just, when I saw as a kid, it was like it was one of my Star
Yeah,
Wars
no,
movies.
it made an impression on you as a when you were young.
Because it's like one of those Luke Skywalker things. It's like D'Artagnan's this kid that comes from a very poor family and wants to become a musketeer, and he's not very good at what he does, but he becomes the best. He becomes the best of them. He's essentially the fourth musketeer.
Rises up from his.
Yeah. The only reason they even give him a chance is because his father was like a musketeer back in the day. And his father passed and kind of handed it off to him, and he just goes off into the wild. And it's like Luke Skywalker going to become part of the rebellion kind of thing. It's awesome. Did you order that? The Musketeers from Zenoscope?
I don't think so. Probably not.
I'm gonna read it. I'm excited now.
It come out?
Yeah, it came out. It's either this shipment or my last one. Just talking about it got me all fired up. I'm like, fired up! I need to get me some Musketeers! And I need to seek these Vanguard issues, man. Even though they're not Eric Larson, I need to get them. They're part of that world. This could be an expensive order.
Oh, these stuff aren't very expensive.
No, but I'm trying to complete my Daredevil.
That could be expensive.
I had 3 issues left plus 2 annuals. And what else was I? I was doing quite a bit on this order. Let's see what I was doing. I'm already in almost $500. Oh,
That is an expensive order.
I went in to get some older Superman too. Because I started reading old Superman, like I started doing that DC Spotlight podcast, and it drew me into buying some more action because I was loving it so much. And then for some reason, I'm buying the first Taskmaster from the Avengers. And then a bunch of old Batman, and Batman's never cheap. I mean, it's one of the one titles that just keeps going up.
Yeah.
And I'm already fucked up on the Daredevil because it refreshes my order, and they've already gotten rid of a couple of my placed orders because they don't have them in stock anymore.
Oh, stuff you had in your cart, you mean?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
sometimes I get a mycomicshop.com. So I don't place my order for like 2 months, 3 months. It refreshes your cart if they sell out of something. So like I'll claim victory. I'm done with Warzone or something like that. And then I'm like, I get the order and I'm like, hey, they didn't fill my order. And then I go look and they moved it out of my order because it wasn't in stock
They got rid
anymore.
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I gotta be careful. Sometimes I get too excited and I claim victory. I shouldn't
Gotta
claim victory until I actually audit
place
and put it in my
the
database. Yeah.
order.
And I bought V number one because that'll complete my issue of V from the TV show.
Don't think I have any of those.
Yeah.
That might be interesting to read.
It is. I remember liking it quite a bit. But I really like the show.
V.
Man, Harley's. What did you do? Shit. I've never seen this much grass on her. And then she tra brings it all in the house.
No, you posted a picture the other day where she was pretty
Was
covered.
Yeah. Don't know why she does that, but she likes to roll out. She's actually pissed off because I haven't walked her yet, which I have to do. Do you have any more comics you want to mention?
Believe that's all the comics.
I didn't read as much as, like, Saturday is my big reading day. Like, I read a lot on Saturday. That's like my big reading day. And then
Me
Sunday,
too.
I read, but I buy so many comics, Bill, that Sunday has become maintenance day. I enter everything into the database. I put in all the codes in to get my digital codes. I do bag and board. I put them into boxes.
Stuff takes a long time.
Yeah. And I recently acquired a lot of DC Romance, so I'll have a lot of fun with
Ooh,
those.
yeah, I'm interested to hear about those.
Those are fun. They're hysterical, actually. They're very entertaining. You don't read them, do you?
I don't have any of them, but I'm interested in them.
Historically, they're fascinating. One of the most historical, fascinating reads you'll ever have. And then the best back matter ever, because the girls that write into the books, they're like Dear Abby column. They're like, okay, I have this situation. There's this boy in a class, and I'm trying to get his attention. What should I do? You know what I mean? They're like literally letters to try to help their relationship status. It's fantastic. So, any food or TV? That's the only thing we have left.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of TV, like if there's anything. We've been watching The Gifted.
I've only watched the first episode. You must like it if you've caught you're starting to
It's
watch
okay.
it.
I'm not crazy about it. There's some good stuff in it, though. I like the there's some interesting things that they started to do with the brother and sister, which I like. And there's some interesting characters, some of the stuff they're getting into. I mean, basically it's the mutants on the run, so
Yeah.
being chased.
I
But
haven't
yeah,
watched much
it's pretty
TV
good.
this week. I don't know why. I've been watching Supergirl, so I got caught up to. I'm trying to still get to that Crisis crossover. So now I'm watching Supergirl. They had a really freaking interesting episode, though, about the Church of Ra-Ra-Ra-Ho, with the God of Krypton. That was really good. There was this guy that was
Really?
saved by Supergirl, and he started this Church of Ro, and oh man, it was a really good episode. It was kind of deep too, because he was having his he like he would only like bless those that were blessed by Supergirl or saved by Supergirl. So people were actually like starting fires and blowing shit up so they could try to be
So you get
saved.
saved, yeah.
Yeah, so they could be saved. It was insane. But other than that, man, I'm caught up on The Good Doctor. We just watched the latest one.
I think we're caught up on that one.
And I can't think of anything else. Barb's watching a lot of shows. Like I don't watch the amount of TV she watches, but I'll catch like some episodes of 9/11 or parts of it. I mean, it's not that I don't like the shows she watches, so I don't got time for it.
I started watching that 911 show, but it was too stressful for me.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. This one episode was like they were at a yoga. They were like these women were doing yoga and they were all pregnant and they all went in. There were like three ladies that went into labor at the same time.
The
And I'm like, "Oh fuck." And they're like really gory too. Like this one woman was just leaking out of her. I was like, "Oh man." Well, did you see the latest Good Doctor?
which one was
It
it?
was the one with the girl that had the heart outside of her body.
I don't think I saw that. Wait,
It's
don't.
really gross. I mean, I hate to say it, but I guess it's a condition that can really happen where your heart is.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh
Doesn't
my
that sound
God.
familiar?
I was eating and
I wonder
I
if we
almost
have
just
that one.
lost it.
They
I almost lost it.
had some. They do a good job with the surgeries and stuff. They look pretty realistic.
Oh, it looked too realistic. I was eating at that time.
I saw the one with the conjoined twins. That was a good one. I remember
Oh
the
yeah,
heart.
I saw that one. That was a two-parter too, and that's unusual. That one went over into two episodes.
Was it? Oh, that's right. Because yeah,
Yeah.
I remember the heart outside the body though. So she's born that way?
Yeah, it's a condition. It's a l real condition, and I just looked over at Barb and I was like, "Oh my God, that's gross." It was weird though because like her parents couldn't touch her because she could die. You know, like if anybody like squeezed her or anything, her heart is on her outside with like a thin sheath of skin, but it's like beating. It's weird. That was and that was crazy episode of 911. I could see myself getting into that show. I really can.
Too stressful for me. I don't need that undue stress in my life.
You get that at work.
Have enough stress. I want to be entertained. I don't want to be stressed out.
Man, I didn't do a good job of this grass. Barb's gonna be pissed off. I did as good as I could. You know, I was barefooted and my feet were cold.
I heard you're doing a good job.
She just gets it all over. And then she brings it in. And then we have grass all over the place. I need to water, is what I need to do. Well, that's all the TV. I think we could wrap this up.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think the only other thing I've been watching is the Olympics.
Oh, that's why we didn't watch a lot of TV, because we watched the Olympics.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot on. There's some good Olympics though. Good limping.
Yeah, I learned a lot about figure skating and all kinds of stuff. Skiing, and I still think curling is not a sport, but
That was exciting. I like that. That was
curling
kind
to me
of
is like, what is that game you use, shuffleboard or not shuffleboard? Well, it's kind of like shuffleboard.
a little bit, yeah.
So I don't know, it's just weird. It's not a sport to me. It's more like a casual activity you do at a bar. It's like do that or play a cornhole, right? Where you throw those bean bags. Why isn't that an Olympic sport?
It is interesting that it's an Olympic sport, but I think it's just an Olympic sport because it's been an Olympic sport forever.
Has it? I thought it was like the last three Olympics or four.
Don't think so. Now I gotta look it up.
I don't think it's been around a long time. I never even heard of it before like 10 years ago. I
Here we
used
go.
to listen
History of
to
Olympic curling. Oh yeah, 1998.
See, it's pretty new.
That's 20 years.
But it's four, each Olympics is what, 4 years apart?
Yeah, that's like so that's like 16 Olympics. Look, a
Don't know.
demonstration tournament was held during the 1932 Olympics.
Well, I guess it's got a history. And we did win the gold, so that's a good thing. Because if we would haven't, we wouldn't have had another gold medal. That was an exciting medal match in the curling.
I guess originally it was a demonstration event, but then in 98 they made it an official event. It was exciting. That was very exciting.
I freaking freak out how this the guy who like launches it initially gets into that weird pose. These fucking split
Or to launch
tight
it.
fucking
You gotta get
shits.
low.
Oh my God. That to me is like a sport that you'd see on ESPN, the o Ocho, like dodgeball. You might as well throw dodgeball into the summer events. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. All right. Well, I think we could wrap this up. You have been listening to a Geek Brunch with Bill and Mike. Bill is located at DBM00 on the Twitter machines. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. You can find us at geekbrunchpodcast.com and also on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button and follow the episodes there. And you could send us email at mikeandbill@comicbooknoise.com. And I think that's it. We can wrap this one up. You can go get some lunch.
I will do that.
Are you gonna go out or are you gonna make something or leftovers?
I'm gonna see what we have.
You don't explore a lot. You're gonna make yourself a canned fish sandwich. We were just talking about Caesar. We went to eat at a new pizza place. It's not really a new because it's like another pizza place we went to. You know the ones where you make your own individual pizzas or they put them in the oven for you?
Yeah.
And you kind of tell them what you want in it. And they have some pre-canned ones that you can get. Like Barb got like some artichoke pizza, some pretentious ass pizza, and I got a regular pizza. But I had a Caesar salad and I was talking like to Barb, you can never get a bad Caesar salad, I said, but sometimes they have that fishiness shit in there, the sardines and the dressing, and I was like, I fucking hate that shit. And I was like, yeah, Bomer probably likes that. The dressing where the sardines are in it. It's a fishy Caesar
Yes,
dressing.
Caesar. It's always in Caesar dressing.
No, but sometimes it's more
It's supposed to be.
prominent. Like when you get to like a
Yeah.
fancy restaurant, it's very prominent.
Yeah. The stinkier, the better, they say.
The stinkier, the better.
I
Well,
got
that's.
some. I've been eating some goat cheese with, it has peppercorns and poppy seeds. It's delicious. You can
Goat
taste the
cheese.
goatiness, yeah.
What was that restaurant that Nick tagged you in on Twitter?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It's like a vegan. It's a vegan brew house, like
It's a
brewery pub.
hog plate with that has a pig on it.
Yeah, pig something.
How can you have a vegan place that has a? I mean, I would. That's like deceiving. I would like. I'll get
So,
a
hey, let's
nice
go to
big pork sandwich and some
the
beer, and I'd love it. You know, a big pork sandwich with barbecue sauce and oh, you're. It's a vegan. It has. Get the hell out of here.
I need to go there, but it's like an hour away.
Well, is it close to C2E2?
No, opposite direction.
Oh.
It's further out.
Alrighty. Well, you have a good Sunday and enjoy your goat cheese.
I'm going to. I think I'm gonna have some right now and some crackers. Maybe I'll whip out some sardines.
Make some butter for your popcorn.
Yes.
Made out of urine.
Extra urine of
Urine butter.
All
All right, well, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
right.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.